Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lindell on the latest on his big symposium last week joins us next segment. But right now, let's go to John in Kentucky. John, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say thank you. First time I heard you was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I think everyone inherently has is waiting for someone to tap into that that void that God has for us. And you definitely did that for me. So I thank you for that. I don't want to take up too much time, but I just wanted to ask, I really trust what you're saying about these vaccines. And I can't like figure out why these people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, why have they not taken you off the air yet?
Well, they have tried. They have, the Democratic Party sued me almost 50 times. They've deplatformed us all over the place. And so we built our own systems. It's going to cost a lot of money to do it. And you guys supported us to do it. And so that's why people, you know, InfoWars is alive at band.video and InfoWars.com. But we're censored and blocked almost everywhere else. And then talk radio is used to censorship. So when the left tried to threaten our radio stations, that actually got us more affiliates. I mean, so America still has a lot of freedom. I mean, Bill Gates isn't God. Bill Gates has been kicked out of 30-plus countries. Did you know that?
I've heard you talking about that with the shots in that situation.
So yeah, well, what I'm trying to tell you is that there's not just evil in the world, John. There's also good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely really important because I would say I took the black pill at one time and definitely kind of was in despair at how much evil. I mean, I'm pretty young. And
well, here's the good news, John. You know you're real. You know you love justice and freedom, so you are speaking out on the air. You're taking action. I can tell you I'm 100% real. Doesn't mean I'm a perfect vessel, though. And I ask myself the same question. Let me ask that question. Why am I still on air? I think it's because of John from Kentucky and all these other people supporting us. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Think about that. That's all very, very real. Like, why has Joe Rogan supported me during all the censorship when nobody else would? Well, it's because he figured out it was the right thing to do. And so there are good people and there are bad people. And when good people do the right thing, we have a great society. When good people bow down to the system, we have hell on earth. I appreciate your call. All right, we got our guests coming up. So if Randy and Brian want to hold, I'll try to get to you after Mike Lindell leaves. I'm going to come back with Mike Lindell. Can't wait to talk to him about the symposium last week that had so much gold, so many algorithms and proof and all these states and his experts up there. And then it all got distracted by the whole China thing, which I have no doubt China's bought off our government, the CFR and the rest of it. But Mike Lindell is coming up on the other side because he's the man in the arena, and that's what matters to me. Is they want to intimidate everybody and not have us ask questions. But 80-some percent of Republicans questioning the election believe it was fraudulent. And we've got over 40% of Democrats thinking that. That's almost the majority of Democrats, too. So this is very legitimate. And other people aren't willing to stick their head up above the grass and do this. But Mike Lindell is. So, as I said, man in the arena, you have a big open event like that. I was really worried about the event. And then we were going to fly up there, and the plane we were going to fly on broke down, so I took that as an omen not to go. But I wish I would have been there. But the big event like that, wide open, the way he had it open to everybody, I'm surprised that it didn't have more problems. I see it overall as about a B+, but an A+ for action and effort, a B+ for the information, because a few poison pills got thrown in. But I've been through the poison pills myself. I've experienced it myself, and I've been doing this. Like, I'm not going to tell Mike Lindell how to set up a huge American company and hire thousands of people and you know, and do what he's doing. I've been in the media dealing with these people forever. I've already been down the road. Mike Lindell's been down. So I've experienced some of the snafus he's experienced. But he's a guy just now getting in the arena and kicking ass. We'll talk to him in 60 seconds. Stay with us. For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm here, your host, Alex Jones. And I am so excited about the guest we've got with us for the next few segments, Mike Lindell of MindPillow.com. A big American entrepreneur, thousands of American employees, making all these great products here in America, and sponsoring integrity in elections, and sponsoring nationalism and patriotism. And so he had that big conference last week for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, or I guess it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I watched it and had all these scientists and engineers showing the algorithms, showing the proof, showing, you know, all this. And then the media focused on one issue with one file he was given that turned out was not an accurate file. But that's how they do it. But what I love is our listeners love Mike Lindell now more than ever. They get that he's a man in the arena. They get that he's somebody trying to figure it all out. We all saw the anomalies. We all saw the problems. We all saw in Michigan everywhere where Trump's way up here, and then right when they close things, boom, Biden comes up over it. We all saw that. And so when we investigate, we're going to go into all different areas. So Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com joins us right now. He's also supporting the show. So promo code Alex at MyPillow.com. Great products made in America. That supports all the work we're doing. Mike, again, I think you did a great job at the conference overall. You're a man in the arena, as I said five times already. But describe the good, the bad, and the ugly of the conference. And I'd like to get into all the big discoveries that were made and proven that got overshadowed by the media distracting onto a few things that you know weren't 100% basically manifest.
Thing that I don't know what you're talking about as far as they focused on a bad file. There was no file focused on that I've seen, but let's do the good, the bad, and the ugly, and maybe that'll come up of what you're talking about there, because here's what happened. And I'm going to go do a timeline here. So I had my own team for 5 months, spent millions of dollars. This is people that white hat hackers from all different walks of life. I mean, they didn't know each other. I got my information. I got all these terabytes from four different sources, by the way, including Dennis Montgomery. Everybody keeps attacking this Dennis Montgomery. I have validated his stuff's valid. Everybody, data is data. If you get it from the same place, PCAPs, just like the routers in Arizona, if they open them up, they would match. Everything matches. Like Alex says there, the experts I had on the stage, these guys now are scientists, physicists. One of them has 4 degrees. These guys didn't know each other either before this election. They're just doing their other job. They came together and showed the algorithms. All of this stuff matches. It's all the same. This was a massive cyber attack. It affected every single state. And so when I went to have this symposium, all I wanted was to take politicians from every state, which we had there, all 50 states were represented. I wanted to have cyber forensic experts there and breakout rooms. that would, the challenge was prove that this is not election data from, or not valid data from the 2020 election. That's all they had. They didn't have time. It would take them months if I'd have gave them all the info, which I would never do, because they would, well, I found out later it's a good thing I didn't do that. Well, anyway, here's how it manifested out. So then you have that, and then I have all the experts on the stage. And, Alex, I wanted to break through the media. Finally call out the media. You know, for 7 months now, I have been have to listen to to get my voice out there was all the left-wing media that attacks me daily. Well, that ship sailed now. Now we have voices like your show, frankspeech.com, all these voices out there that now we can just keep putting out the evidence and stuff. I have a show daily now at 6 p.m. Central Time on frankspeech.com. And anyway, here's what happened at the Cyber Symposium. So a couple days before, I hired a red team. And I didn't know what a red team was. So this red team comes in, and I give them a piece of the, just 1 terabyte of the data at 9 p.m. on Saturday night. This is the 7th. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting feedback from one guy on that red team. His name is Josh Merritt. Now, Josh Merritt turned out to be, he's a bad guy, okay? I think it's all over the news right now. He's the guy that went to the Washington Times and said that is false or whatever. He's also a guy that put a terabyte, put a PCAP into those rooms that was from Mesa County. So what you might be talking about there, Alex, is this guy.
Yes, that's what I was getting into.
Yep. He put a PCAP in there. Now let me tell you how the timeline, how we found all this out. So we get to go, you know, I'm going in that election room. Now my guy on my team, this guy, his first name is Conan. This is one of my guys I've had for 7-8 months. He was one of the guys that validated all the data, heck of captures I have. And so I had him and another guy named Todd. Those are the only two I had on my team from before that. The rest was this red team. Well, this guy on the red team kept saying, he's saying these things that didn't quite make sense in that room on Saturday of the 9th. I'm going, what do you mean? I've had this validated by everybody, by many, many people who spent millions of dollars. Now, we go to the symposium on the morning it started, Tuesday morning. The first thing Dominion did is they sued Newsmax and OAN because they were going to air Frank's speech or run it live for the 3 days. So they sued them. Then we get there, and there was attack on our software, the stuff, our servers and stuff for frankspeech.com. The live stream service, I had 4 backups. And so they attacked this one, this one, this one. On the 4th backup, it held. Now, this was 162 million attacks. I got that number from the cyber guys. Now we go through the first day, and we did a mock election, by the way. We did a mock election. A guy hacked into that with his cell phone, into the machines. He hacked into there in 5 minutes from this, so we had to restart the mock election.
I was about to say, that's what I'm saying. That was all really powerful. So much of it was really groundbreaking and amazing. Right. But then the guy you mentioned was the one all over the news that was basically saying you had a fake packet of info and it was you. Right. You're saying it's
so
him.
So here's what happened. So the next day, now it's Tuesday or Wednesday morning. I'm going, hearing all this stuff. Now, he hadn't released that packet yet, but all of a sudden, I get up, there's an article released to Washington Times with this Josh Merritt on there, says he's leading my team. He's not leading a one-car parade. I mean, this guy was brought in, I just met the guy. And so he was putting us all this stuff out into these cyber break rooms. Well, then I told CNN, I said, you know what? There's some bad stuff going on here. I said, I'm not giving all this stuff to all you guys to bring out and make it alter it or make it look bad in the press. I said, we're releasing stuff. And no, everyone there said, yes, this is valid data from the 2020 election. Now, Alex, here's what started happening. I flew a gal in, Tina Peters. We have 100% evidence now, and you might have seen this on the news. This was in Colorado. Dominion and the Secretary of State went in her office, and we have We have the before and after. They took all this stuff, and they're doing it throughout Colorado. So they found out that we had this. Now, when she came to the symposium, her office was raided, and they started putting all these false allegations about her out there. And it was horrific. So we got her to the symposium. Well, then the next day, this is when it started happening. Another guy I flew in from Colorado, his house got raided with four little kids. They took all his electronics. Then I got physically attacked in the Sheraton Hotel, 11:30 at night. I get to my room. That attack's been out in the news. They said, oh, this didn't happen. This didn't happen. Trust me, it happened. I just got off the phone with the investigator. There were so many bad actors there. Then at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got a call from the head of the red team and he said, Mike, we've got a guy that someone's here that's bad. We found out it was that Josh Merritt, but we didn't know if he was the one that planned it.
Sure. Stay there, Mike Lindell. Hopefully you can do the whole hour. I want to hear all this. I want to go through the Colorado thing. I want to go through you being assaulted. I want to give you time. You're not in a rush here, unless you are, to tell people. Everyone wants to hear specifically how you got assaulted more. Stay there. We got to go to break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Well, you talk about a spy movie. We were just talking to Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com during the break. He was describing it, and I know how he feels because I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've covered the black helicopters. I've been at all the big RNC, DNC events. And you try to tell people in just a few segments what's going on, and you can't do it because it's so real. And Mike Lindell's a lot like me. He's kind of stream of consciousness. He, like, remembers what he saw. He starts telling you. He's going to come back tomorrow in the fourth hour for a full hour. But he's got like dozens of lawyers right outside. He's got to go to an emergency meeting. He did get assaulted. They have the hotel footage. Washington Post said it didn't happen. They have the proof. So he's just got to go through this. He's fighting back. That's good. I expected him to get attacked doing what he did. So in the 8 minutes we have left of this segment, Mike Lindell, you wanted to go back to Wednesday, the second night of the symposium.
Right. The second day, so after I got attacked, then I get a call at 1 a.m. by Colonel Phil Waldron. He was leading the red team, and he said, we have a report there's going to be a poison pill, and he's giving me information. Now, I had to make a decision at that time. So I went back to my guy, which was Conan, and said, you know what? I don't want you to release any more stuff to that, to those breakout rooms. Because I got to take this information with everything that's went on, and plus this Josh Merritt had went public with all this disinformation that the data was wrong and all this stuff.
Well, sir, I don't know about Josh Merritt, but my concern was you're going to give everybody data. That's the classic thing, is somebody to put BS in the middle of it.
Right, and then what they thought is they would do that, then they would come in just like they did that guy. The house just got raided with four little kids. They took all his electronics. So I made a call, don't give them anymore. That's when we were going to really drop the China stuff. We had all these captures of where, or the data where China did the attacks. Well, and then I asked him, I said, do they have enough in those breakout rooms? He said, Mike, they could look at that stuff for 2 weeks. We've given them, all this, all this data from the 2020 election. That's what I wanted. And you know what? So we did that. We get through the third day, and it was so successful because all my things were accomplished. And then there was a bonus that it revealed all of this bad stuff. You know, all the bad people have revealed themselves. We're rewinding tapes. All the people that were there that have tried to suppress this, tried to, did these attacks, on the supposed.
You're saying the suppression of your event is the evidence of even more fraud, because in live time it's a war game.
Yeah, 100%. And anyway, here's what we come out of this, where we leave this. All 50 states were ended up being represented. All 50. So they were all there, and they're all bringing it back to their states. And they're going, you know what? We the data that I have, now remember, everybody, I have all of the cyber data from the 2020 election in my possession, okay? I'm not going to go give it. This is just a good example. I'm not going to give it to go validate this. It took me, six to eight people didn't know each other validating data and validating it. It took them 3 to 4 months. And I said, so these guys, there's no sense. I already know it's real. I'm putting that over here for the Supreme Court when we're going to get there. And here's what right now, what everybody learned. All of that data, I spent 2 months, Alex, with experts, cyber experts, saying, what does this, all these packet captures and data, what did that manifest to? So we put up states. We put up all the states. I don't know if you watch that. It's on frankspeech.com right now. Shows what it did. That cyber attack, what it did to every state. Every single state was affected. So now every state has standing. Okay. 8 states were flipped from Biden to Donald Trump. My home state of Minnesota, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. But every other state, there was 1 million votes just in Texas and 1 million votes in Florida. Those were the two most attacked states where they flipped. That's 1 million votes in each one of them states. Now we had experts on there that are scientists and physicists.
No, I saw them lay it out that was impossible. And as they described, it's like going uphill on cruise control. They ran out in Florida. They ran out in Texas.
That's right. And they showed how they used the 2010 voter rolls. That explains why it always bothered me, like 20-some thousand non-residents that voted. Well, you know what, Alex? People are generally good people. 20-some thousand people didn't jump across out of Georgia or Nevada and say, let's go commit a crime. And I'm going, well, the reason, since they used the 2010 voter rolls, which we 100% shown there, Dr. Frank did, what happened was those people don't live in Georgia anymore. Or all these dead people that voted. That always bothered me.
They just use their names. But listen, what are you going to cover tomorrow when you do a full hour? So I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to talk about Tina Peters, all the stuff we have in Colorado that happened there, the cover-up of Dominion, what they're doing now. They're going town to town, state to state. They're deleting stuff. This is the absolute biggest historical cover-up to the biggest crime in history. And one of the things I need to say before I get off air, one of the things there that we had counterintelligence there that went through the place, and they're still working on a report, as is the Sioux Falls Police Department, the detectives, on what happened to me physically. But one of the things they did, and true news, I put out a report, and you know, I'm calling out all bad media. I'm calling out bad media. I even gave this guy that put out the report with the Associated Press, to the Washington Post. I gave his phone number out, Alex, because I'm not going to take these guys doing this bad journalists anymore. But one of the things that happened is, true news, I went out there and went after truenews.com. Now I find out they're a great ministry. And I called up Rick Wiles, and here we both find out, we prayed together this morning, we were both set up. These guys, they're not just going over here, they're trying to divide us over here and put us against each other.
Sure, they're running major psyops. So let me just say this in closing. I'm not defending Dominion. I'm just saying, to say the proof that they did something from the top. What I do see is Democrats loading machines with briefcases and suitcases, running ballots over and over again. We have them. We have the Postal Service workers saying they had whole trucks full of ballots just for Joe Biden being delivered across state lines into Pennsylvania. To me, that's the smoking gun evidence, and I saw that in your symposium where they were showing the proof.
Yeah, but you know what? That's organic cheating, and that's organic cheating. I'm talking about... I am talking about machines, and that's what happened. Our country was taken. We have 100% evidence that China used the Democratic Party, and the Democrats warned us of these machines. Alex, they warned us.
Oh, that's another great point. In fact, after you leave, guys, find that two-minute compilation of Democrats attacking the machines. That's your biggest defense, Mike, is you have Democrats saying exactly what you said.
Right, 100% they're saying what I said, but now we have proof. 100% proof of machines in Colorado or machines, and we can say that. I'll bring it all out on your show tomorrow. Where this hero, Tina Peters, we have before and after of what they took.
I totally agree. I thought that was the most compelling thing, and I watched almost all of the 3 days. So
let me tell you what we're doing before we go to the break. If you go to crime.frankspeech.com, everybody, crime.frankspeech.com, and you're out there and you've been threatened, or you had evidence back in November, December of these machines or whatever, of this cyber attack, go there, fill out the form. We will get and told you, my direct team, I will get your attorney. I will cover you. I will cover you. I will, just like I got Tina.
Wow, Mike Lindell is fighting hard.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, items back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England will be hosting the fourth hour today ahead of the War Room at 3 p.m. Central. And we, Mike Lindell is gone, so we can get to your calls. I appreciate Randy and Barry and a few others that are patiently holding, that I've got some other breaking news and information that I want to hit. We've got a new Greg Reese report that we'll be playing here in just a moment that is so important. Lockdown Aussies, Warn America, you're next. But right now, let's go to Randy in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So my girlfriend recently took the vaccine, and she's been in the hospital twice now and for cancer tests. And the doctor she had was a new one, but she actually said it was the vaccine that caused it. And the last time in, they were talking about running her blood through a machine. And, I mean, that's bad stuff, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, repeat what you said, because I missed the first word.
Okay, so my girlfriend has taken the vaccine. She was forced into it at work. She thought she was going to lose her job. She, maybe it was a month, two, 3 weeks later, she was in the hospital. She was coming up positive for cancer.
Yeah.
So she went and had her studies, and the new doctor down in Pittsburgh, she told her that the vaccine caused this, and she could not guarantee what was going to happen to her down the road. 3 weeks later, she's back in the hospital again, and same thing's happening. You know,
sounds like she got a good doctor in a good hospital. I actually had it in my stack, and I'm having trouble finding it. But Theranos is back in the news because the trial of that lady's about to begin. Remember her blood test that would do hundreds of tests at once? It was always a fraud, just like PCR. The whole thing's a fraud. And so they were going to give everybody cancer. And so they said, when they started the shots 8 months ago, they go, say that a cancer diagnosis isn't real, just ignore it. But the doctors don't do that. And so that's what this does. It turns your killer white blood cells off. They eat cancer. They eat other stuff, mainly cancer. They eat bad parts of your body.
Yeah.
Cells start misbehaving. They kill them. And this thing turns those off. Well, what's that going to do? It's going to kill you. And so, man, that is really scary. And did she take the Pfizer or the Moderna?
The Moderna. And then I got one more thing I want to say. A couple years, I've been listening to you about 7 years now. Like, you changed my life, but I've had a lot of new friends who listen to you, but we bought some military trucks and we drive around and we try to, you know, we'll print some of your stuff out and we'll spread the news to people. And right now I'm working on a truck that has like a TV set on it that'll play during the day, and we're going to play your show 24/7.
Brother, stuff like that in a cool truck gets total attention. Every mind you free is so key, and every person that sees you out there doing that, it lets them know people are waking up. I'm sorry to hear this happen to your girlfriend. Is she pretty much awake now, though?
Oh, she was awake. She's a conservative. She does a local show down at Pittsburgh. And like I said, she was in a bad place. She was going to lose her job if she didn't get the shot. So she actually got the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's poison. And she found out a month later no one in the office had the shot done either. She was the only one.
Well, that's what I'm finding is all the politicians, they all say do it, but the cops don't do it. Nobody does it. And so just, again, that's conservatives. We're like, well, we'll do it since nobody, you know, I'm going to follow the rules. And don't do it.
Then they say dandelion root. I got a good friend who says that might help, you know, these people.
Absolutely. Dandelion root. I've got a whole list of things. All right. Well, I'm praying for your girlfriend. And, wow, what a story. Man, she's got to warn people now. Let's just get one more call, and we'll come back next segment and play the Greg Reese Report. Barry in Arizona. Go ahead. Afghanistan withdrawal, Republicans impeachment of Biden. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So first thing I want to address is a lot of people are wondering why the Republicans are not calling for impeachment right now. And what I can tell you is that they're resisting that because they do not want to raise the specter of Kamala Harris being the first female president. So that's a big priority for them right now.
Why, just because if you criticize her, you're anti-woman?
No, I think they just don't want to set the precedent of having somebody like her, you know, sitting at the helm. And I tend to kind of agree with that, you know.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden's basically like a trash can, a dumpster fire at this point.
Yeah, he's a basket case. So it's kind of a rock and a hard place, but that's just my feeling about that. So I kind of want to defend Trump a little bit on the whole vaccine thing. And a lot of people kind of get stuck in this thing like, you know, there's a third option or more options or whatever. But sometimes it's just a binary option. You got a bad solution and a worse solution. You know, Trump had to get the vaccine out because he knew that we were not going to get out of this COVID thing without any pain, just an impossible situation. You know, so, I mean, he did what he could and lifted regulations, got warp speed going and the vaccines out, you know, trusting that the people developing them would, you know, do the best they could or, you know, trusting them to, like, do that. Maybe they had some
other. Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that that's what happened. There's no doubt. But then we moved on from that. We just, Trump needs to come out and say, I didn't realize what they did. They set me up. Because he's going to get burned by this one way or the other. He needs to get out. He's already saying, oh, you shouldn't be made to take it. That's not enough. We need him to come out and really point things out.
But getting back to that binary option thing, it's like there was no third option with Afghanistan. That's why you disagreed with me the other night. But when I suggested that Afghanistan should have been made a permanent colony or territory of the United States, it was either going to be us doing that or China getting in there and exploiting it for their purposes. No third option there, Alec.
Hey, Barry, I appreciate your call. I'm going to explain this to you. If we didn't prop up China for 50 years and give them all our jobs and one-sided trade deals, they wouldn't have the money and control to dominate the world. We could be in Afghanistan modernizing the country because we're getting rare earth minerals. Instead, we're put into loser positions by the big foundations where we predict and pretend like Americans that we're out running the world for a greater good. We're there to build evil. We're there to build corruption. And I don't blame troops that were sent for the wrong reasons and all the rest of it. I'm telling you, in the end game, they'll take 20 years of work and thousands of dead and $2.2 trillion and flush it down the toilet because the globalists don't want stability and they don't want wealth and they don't want success. They want collapse and failure. All right. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up in T-minus 19 minutes, but we've got several key reports that have just come out. We haven't aired yet. And one of them is, lockdown to Aussies warn America, you're next. That is coming up. Next segment. Separately, if I don't plug, I'm not here on air. And I appreciate you guys supporting us. If I could plug once a month and fund our whole operation, I'd do it. But when I don't plug at least once an hour, we can't pay our bills. So please support our local TV stations and radio stations. If you hear us on a local station, tell folks about it. Become a sponsor or support the sponsors or send a $100 donation in to the general manager or the owners of the station. And say we appreciate it, because you doing that has gotten us from being on late at night in most stations to on prime time. And then the stations get great ratings because truth is popular. That's how we've stayed on air, despite all the deplatforming and internet attacks, was the hundreds of radio stations out there, so we could then promote band.video and Infowars.com. We're not in competition with our local stations. We love them. We wouldn't survive without them and without the compliment of band.video, Infowars.com, and the audience coming there. And we barely kept our head above water. Yes, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a recurring donation, or only sign up once and do it for $5, $25, $50. But that's how you fund us. But the real thing to do is to fund those local radio stations. Call them, become a sponsor, support their sponsors, let them know you support them, or just make a one-time donation or monthly donation to those radio stations. That really changes the world. And then, yes, I extended it one day because I've got to go do this after the show, look at what we've got product-wise, come up with a new sale. All the privacy plugins that block the cell towers tracking you and all the control systems, the contact tracers, with the 11 free bumper stickers, 50% off, that sale ends today, and X2, that will end today by tomorrow because we've got to come up with a new special. The X2 is selling out. Deep Earth Crystal, high-quality iodine. It's so essential to your immune system, your body, and everything else that goes on metabolically in your system. We'll be right back with these key reports straight ahead. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On this live Wednesday, August 18th transmission, here's a great new Greg Reese report that's posted front and center on Infowars.com. I hope that you will share it. I hope you'll get it out to everyone you know because it's very informative. Lockdown, Aussies warn America, you're next.
Anomaly recently had an Instagram live with several Aussies speaking out about the tyrannical lockdowns in Australia. People aren't allowed to travel more than 5 kilometers from their home. People who live alone were once allowed further to briefly visit a friend, but no longer. Now they can only register a single person within 5 kilometers of their home. Within that 5 kilometers, they are only allowed outside of their home for 2 hours a day. And when they are out, they need permission. They are required to scan QR codes with their phones to show where they've been. There are only 3 permissible reasons to leave your home: to exercise or to go shopping, if there is a shop within your 5K bubble, or go to work. That is, if you still have a job. Most shops have been shut down in Australia for over 200 days. And in many areas, people cannot go to work unless they get the shot. If you are caught outside without an excuse, you are arrested. If you are not wearing a mask while alone in your car, you are pulled over by the police. The Premier of Australia recently said that this is literally a war.
But it's really, really important for us to acknowledge and accept that we need vaccination as a key tool in fighting this. This is literally a war, and we've known we've been in a war for some time, but never to this extent.
And seeing that only 0.032% have been infected, we know that the Premier isn't declaring war against COVID. That would be insane. She is declaring war against the people. And she isn't joking. Girls as young as 12 years old are getting pepper sprayed and arrested by the police for not wearing masks. In 2020, Australian citizens were being arrested for questioning the government online. Now, they are being arrested for questioning the government in their own homes. After being reported to the police by his wife for questioning the government, an Australian man was taken against his will in an ambulance to a prison-like facility, where he was questioned, told he has had a nervous breakdown, and diagnosed as having a problem trusting authority. They are building concentration camps. Melbourne's Centre for National Resilience is set to open by the end of the year. They call them quarantine camps. But this makes no sense, considering only 0.032% of the population is infected. By definition, these are concentration camps. And they're coming to America next. Australia lost their guns because they never had the Bill of Rights to protect them. America does. But for how long?
What do you think people need to know? Anything that you think hasn't been said or that people really need to know?
In America?
In America, yeah.
We need you guys. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden's in the White House at this point in time. You guys are the leaders of the free world, and everyone is looking to you. You know, Australia, it's do or die. We've got China on our doorstep. And the thing is, if you guys don't find out who you are, if you don't remember what made America great, we're all screwed.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that's a very powerful report. Great job, Greg Reese. Locked down under. Aussies want America. You're next. Please, for your own future, share it. Australia, just like Spain and the UK, are the test model. They've had 10 deaths this year. They're totally locking down. New Zealand's locked down 100% for one person that's sick. I mean, this is a total joke, ladies and gentlemen. They cooked it up. They released it to take over. Now their vaccines are causing the illnesses and death. It's insane. Now, I dropped the ball. I've been on the air 2 hours and 52 minutes, and I was printing articles up and looking at articles right before I went live, but I didn't think to go check InfoWars.com during the breaks and stuff. My fault. I dropped the ball. Look at this. A Jamie White article on InfoWars.com. It's so huge. I could spend hours on this. Gates Foundation partnered with, quote, socialist internet group running China's COVID propaganda campaign. Told you, Bill Gates is a Chi-Com sympathizer. He said, China did a great job. We did a bad job. I mean, he is an authoritarian. He's the one that got China opened up internet-wise to his company. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is partnered with the Communist Chinese Party's socialist propaganda apparatus, now tasked with running the China's COVID-19 propaganda campaign, according to documents. And that's why they run the major fact-checkers. They're the sponsors of almost all the major fact-checkers in the U.S. That you heard me right. China funds Gates, and he runs that. According to a 2015 memo, the China Internet Development Foundation, the CIDF, and Gates Foundation agreed to form a cooperatized partner on the basis of equality, mutual benefit, and complementary advantage. According to the cooperation memorandum, an understanding of the two parties will rely on new technologies such as the internet to promote pragmatic cooperation in the fields of charity, public health, and international development. It goes on. Then they mention what they actually do. That's censor Americans. So let's boil that down. They partnered with Communist China, Bill Gates did, to put out official lines that didn't come out of Wuhan, blah, 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 so you'd be censored if you challenge that. A pretty big deal. Let's continue. 1.9 million Americans listed on secret terror watch lists found on unsecure foreign server. That's right. Now they're saying the code keys were left open, just like you're in the Office of Personnel Management hack. Obama transferred that to China. Tens of millions of American citizens on it. Over 2 million spies and government agents. 1.9 million Americans listed on secret terror watch list found on unsecure foreign server. The head of the security research at a firm focused on cybersecurity and privacy online recently discovered a U.S. government terror watch list being hosted by foreign IP address with no protections. The researcher explains that in July of 2021, he found the list of 1.9 million Americans online without a password protection or another form of authentication. The watch list came from the Terrorist Screening Center, a multi-agency group administered by the FBI, the TSC, and maintains the country's no-fly list, which is a subset of the larger watch list. And who's on that? Well, you know his name. He's Nick Fuentes. And that all ties into this. So the government isn't worried about jihadis. Hell, they can come here without passports. They're worried about you. And here's the headline from Reclaim the Net at InfoWars.com. DHS considers using January 6th to justify mass social media surveillance of citizens. As they're already doing. Stephen Colbert and Michael Moore compare Republicans to the Taliban. Say we should be arrested. Mob rule. Twitter rolls out new tools for speedy reporting of COVID misinformation. Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin. Whites must accept the demographic tide is washing over them. Admit America was never theirs. What does that mean? Oh, you mean Second Amendment right to due process? That's what she wants to get rid of, saying it's white. And again, that all ties into the 1.9 million Americans listed publicly on a watch list that the government just puts out there for everybody. And even after he reported to the government, they wouldn't remove it because they don't care. They're a bunch of incompetents, robbing and stealing and raping and doing whatever they want. But people are fighting back. I started the show with this today. There's so many new videos of city council meetings and public school meetings, school board meetings in Texas and all over the country, people fighting back and exposing the fraud. It's beautiful. And the footage we aired at the start of the show from San Diego was amazing as well. People are really getting it. So it's we the people, you out there, that are speaking up and standing up and saying no. They're going to change the world. And the fight is now, and the fight is intense. Let's free our children. Let's free ourselves. And let's arrest Fauci and Bill Gates. Here's one of the other articles by Don Salazar. We do not discriminate. New York City restaurant defies mayor's order. Welcomes both vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's not your job to work for the government and verify somebody's had some experimental shot in their body. That's Rocco's in New York. And if I was in New York, I'd go there. You know they'll get attacked. But what happens when more people stand up? Courage is contagious. All right, fabulous job to the crew. Paul Joseph Watson is set to take over right now. As I said, great job as well to Greg Reese, that new report out of Australia. That is where we're going to be next if we don't say no. Many blue states are already the same. And, yes, please do not forget, you continue to support the work we're all doing here in the fight against the globalists at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex. They got a lot of amazing products made in America. They're a great sponsor. MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex. And yes, this is the final day, the final day. It will be. I'm going to go do specials after the show. X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, 50% off, and the privacy pouches with 11 free bumper stickers, 50% off. That ends today as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.